Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
We've all known someone who was smart enough to know better, and we wonder why they made foolish choices that had terrible consequences. Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. This is not a new phenomenon. The wisest man that ever lived did the very same thing. We talked with pastor and author Mark Atterbury about the Solomon seduction, what men can learn from the wisest fool in the Bible. And he spoke into a situation where we've gotten ourselves convinced we can manage our sin more easily than repent of it. And then he also addressed giving our whole heart to God using the analogy of common living room furnishings.
Let's say you have a garage that is a mess. And by the way, who doesn't? And so you want to deal with this garage. Well, you've got three choices. You know, you can ignore it and just let it remain a mess. You can kind of straighten it up, you know, reorganize it, move some things around. Or you can clean it out, throw the junk away, and really create some space in that garage for, to make it really a more functional garage. Well, the only choice number two really, or choice number three really accomplishes anything. Because if you ignore it, obviously, you don't accomplish anything. If you just rearrange the contents, I mean, it might look better, but it's not really functionally any better because all the junk is still in there. Well, this is what people do with their lives. You know, we look at our lives. Let's say we've got a mess. You're into something that you shouldn't be doing. You're involved in some sort of sin pattern. So you can either ignore it, or you can kind of just arrange your life so that your sin is better hidden. People won't notice it. Or you can truly repent and get rid of your sin. Now, Solomon's mistake was that he never really repented of his sin. He rearranged things in his life to make his sin not as noticeable. And I can give you one quick example. When he married the king of Egypt's daughter, he violated the Mosaic law, clearly. Everybody knew it. All of a sudden, he had this Egyptian woman walking around the palace. And the people were looking at this situation, and they were saying, whoa, our king just married an Egyptian girl. That's a no-no. He's not supposed to do that. So Solomon was getting some bad press. So what he should have done, he should have cleaned out the closet. He should have repented. He should have sent the young woman back to her father in Egypt. But what he did was, the Bible tells us, he built her a separate residence out in an out-of-the-way place to get her out of the main palace where she wouldn't be seen. See, he wasn't cleaning out the closet. He was just rearranging things a little bit. And I think that was the turning point in his life. If he had truly repented of that sin and sent that young woman back to her father in Egypt, I think he would have been well on his way to living a whole different kind of life. But because he chose to hang on to the sin and just hide it a little better, I think that set him on a track now where he's going to continue to make bad choices all the way along. And that's really what it boils down to for all of us. When we realize we're off track, what are we going to do? Are we going to repent, or are we just going to try to manage our sin better?
Well, let's talk about one of the kind of the heart of the matter is you talk about one of the wake-up calls is, and it was a great visual illustration saying, you know, the throne of your heart is not a sofa or a sectional. It's not a love seat. There's not more than one chair there.
Well, yeah, you know, many of Solomon's wives were pagan. They brought idols with them into the relationship. And, of course, idolatry, you know, having multiple gods is a major no-no in Scripture. God said in the Ten Commandments, you shall have no other gods before me. Nevertheless, Solomon began worshiping these pagan idols, began building altars to them. That, to me, is just unthinkable. I can't hardly even imagine how Solomon, this man who was so tight with God at one time, could actually be building altars to these pagan gods on the hills around Jerusalem. But I think that's really the ultimate sign that you're being seduced, is when your love and your devotion is no longer just for God. And in fact, God really slips into the background of your life.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.